Blog Talk Radio.
Hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Alive today. We're glad that the Lord woke us up this morning. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." Many are seeking after houses, cars, fame, relationships, and seeking in all the wrong places. And Jesus was among the disciples. He taught and he preached the kingdom. And he taught them how to pray.
This is Dorothy Ford. I am not able to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message at the beep.
That be not like the hypocrites. For in the 6th chapter, the scripture of Matthew tells us that Jesus told the disciples to take heed that you do not do alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of the Father which is in heaven. Right there, that alone. Jesus was letting them know that they were to receive a reward by no other man than the Father which is in heaven. And then the second verse of that scripture that says, "Be therefore, when thou do thy alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues." Wow. Sounding a trumpet, using our mouths, saying, "I've done this and I've done that," or sounding praise and saying long prayers. There was a young man the other day praying that he thanked God that he wasn't like the liars, those people that don't really represent Christ. Their hearts are from it. Their hearts are far from sharing the love of God. But they say, "I love you," and their hearts are far from it. Praying that God's will be done on earth, but yet not being a part of bearing fruit here on earth. So when we pray, Jesus says, "Do not sound the trumpet before thee as hypocrites do in the synagogue." Why would Jesus call the people hypocrites? Well, if you study the word of God, hypocrite means nothing but actors, acting out what is on your heart, but yet not really represent what you are saying. So Jesus said, "Be not like the hypocrites in the streets, that they may have glory of men." Glory of men. Why glory of men? What is Jesus saying? Well, we glorify man because of their titles, because of their possessions. But God says, "Glorify me, for this is the will of God." But I will continue to read that Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards." See, whatever we do here on earth to glorify man, Jesus is saying that is your reward. But if you obey my teaching, if you obey the teachings of my Father which are in heaven, your reward is eternal. And so as Jesus was teaching again, in the third verse he says, "But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men." Jesus once again say, "Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. But thou, when thou pray," now this is the instruction. So my beloved, I pray today that if you're oppressed, oppression got you down, depression have you bound, and you need a healing for your soul, follow these instructions. When you pray, enter into your closet. And thou, when thou shut the door, pray, to the Father, which is in secret. And I assure you, as Jesus spoke to the disciples, when thy pray, thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, and they wish that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you and I have need of before you even ask. So again, I give you these instructions. As Jesus gave the disciples, pray after this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our transgression as we forgive those that have transgressed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. This is the will of God for the King of Glory is here. So whatever you need, ask him in prayer. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson live on www.blogtalkradio.
Oh.
Selection is Crossing Over by Demita.
Hello?
For our listeners, you can call in at 657-383. Oh, 957-877-497-1796. That is the toll-free number. If you have a dedication that you like to dedicate to your pastor, someone that you like to show that you appreciate them, this is your opportunity. Perhaps you have a prayer request and you would like to pray for someone that have a burden on your heart. Perhaps you have a song that you would like us to play to the minister healing for your soul. Give us a call. 657-383-0957.
Across the highway.
Love is who you are.
Bible says, if anyone's sick among you, let him go to the elders of the church and pray. So our prayer today, that you be healed. That the peace of God be upon you. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I shall rejoice and I will be glad.
Thank you.
Selection by Charles Calloway, all because of you, oh Lord. We're going to play that one more time. Because see, the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old man has passed away, and we are now new in Christ Jesus. Predestined while we were yet in our mother's womb. All because of Christ, we can say we're happy. We can say we're saved. We can say we're healed. We can say we're blessed. Because God has paved the way through Jesus Christ. So be grateful. Give thanks, for this is the will of God. We invite you to attend some events that are taking place in the Harrisburg and York area, beginning with our fourth Saturday Community Day event, which is a holiday feast and outdoor bazaar sponsored by Independent Mary Kay Consulting. This is going to be held on Saturday, November the 26th, 2016, from 4 o'clock to 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. There will be a drawing for a holiday makeover photo shoot that's valued at $100. And entertainment, fellowship, and refreshment. It's a donation of $5, which proceeds
percentage of the proceeds supports the ministry building fund of DAJ, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. This is to take place at 40 Ridge Avenue in York, PA, right next door to Front Rest Cleaners. This will be held every fourth Saturday of each month. And volunteers are needed. So if you got the time and talent to serve, heed the call to do the work of ministry. We'll equip you in serving others with the spirit of kindness. You'll learn and earn volunteer rewards. So schedule an interview by calling 717-379-1503. Vendors are welcome. Also, prayer. It's prayer time. It's a prayer meeting at Believer's Tabernacle of Faith, located at 26 Bridge Avenue, York, PA, Friday, November the 18th, 2016, at 6 o'clock p.m. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, Psalms 34:18. We'd like to invite mothers, fathers, families, and friends who have lost a loved one due to violence on the street of the city of York. The Believers of BTOF would like to join together with you in prayer for your healing and the healing of the community. Adopt a grandparent for Christmas. It's that time of the year when we want to go do something to help make the holidays special for people in our community. The Mary Kay unit, Noreen Duncan, is adopting the resident at a local nursing home, and we want to present each of them with a special gift basket for Christmas. So this may be the one gift some of them will receive this holiday. So we're asking businesses in the community and friends, family and friends, to help us with this project by adopting a grandparent for Christmas. Your $25 will sponsor a special gift basket for one resident and enable them to have a Merry Christmas. Your business card will be attached to the gift basket, so they will know that it is a gift from you and your business. For more information, give me a call at 717-379-1503. You listen to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and we ask that you join us again on Saturday, November 26th, from 12 to 4, our fourth Saturday Community Day event here at 40 Ridge Avenue. It's a holiday feast and outdoor bazaar. So we invite you to fellowship, entertainment, and breaking the bread. Donation $5. And if you'd like to be a vendor, give us a call at 717-379-1503. Again, volunteers are needed. And we invite you to tune in every Monday through Friday here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It is the Spirit of the Lord that is upon me to set the captives free. So as I minister music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul, that you would be healed, your spirit will be refreshed, that you will arise and shine and give God the glory. For this is the will of God. So be blessed this week. Pray much. I'm journeying to California this week, and I need your prayers. The prayers of the righteous avail us much. My prayer is that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So tell someone,
and just tell them it's all about the kingdom.
That the king
tell
is coming.
Somebody else, it's all about
yes,
the kingdom.
Every morning.
Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
Monday through Friday.
7379-1503. We're gonna close. Amen.
Can you say no? You are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, we submit to your authority. Holy Spirit, let your healing hand go over the room right now. Hey, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Everything wrong in me, take it out right now. Burn it out right now. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Cause we adore. I know we got a little ways to go, but just lift your hands in this place. Just tonight, let's just reverence his name. Hallelujah. Somebody came tonight on the brink of some disaster. The Holy Ghost is here right now. Somebody came empty, came in here empty. You came to see a show because your cousin and your aunt said, come on. But there's something going to happen in you tonight. Somebody watching this way at home. Somebody watching at home. There's something going on in the living room. Just lift your hands right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. Come on, clap them for Jesus. If that was for me, it'd be all right.
try, you can make it through. So many times, I felt like giving up, but I fell down on my knees, and I prayed, cried, Lord, help me be.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you.